You know, this is one of those topics that no one really wants to think about, but if you're a parent, a homeowner, married, or helping take care of aging parents, it's something that honestly deserves a little attention. I'm talking about estate planning. And before you tune out thinking it's complicated or expensive, that's actually why I want to mention trust and will. Trust and will makes estate planning feel way less intimidating than it sounds. They offer modern, attorney-designed wills and trusts that you can create online. And the process is surprisingly straightforward. In fact, you can create a will in as little as 30 minutes. That includes things like guardianship for your kids or pets, how your assets are distributed, and even healthcare directives. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your loved ones with Trust and Will, the most trusted name in online estate planning. Go to trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. That's trustandwill.com/future for 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
Going green
on the Claire Byrne Show
with Repack. Repack members, repackaging the future and valuing resources. Find out more on repack.ie.
Well, the sun certainly is out, the garden is calling, and it is the perfect time for some DIY. Alan Grant from mydiy.ie is here. Hello, Alan.
How are you?
Is it too warm now to be doing this kind of stuff?
Not at all, not at all. Well, you really should have done the work before it got this temperature, but my God, it's great to be out the back and doing a bit, keeping active and upcycling where you can, absolutely.
Upcycling where you can. So the dodgy old furniture that we have that's all not looking its best, you say we can rescue it.
Yeah, so if you bought like a nice teak garden, and furniture, what a lot of people have done over the last maybe 5 or 10 years, it might be looking very old and worn looking now. So there's two options there. You could kind of use some teak oil on it and maybe about 3 or 4 coats, and that's going
to
protect
it. Do you need to sand it now before you do that?
Yeah, a light scuff of sandpaper, but teak can be very forgiving, so it can. If you wanted to power wash it before and then leave a couple of days, then, and you don't want to go too close with the power washer because you don't want to split the wood or kind of create crevices in it.
Yeah.
But plenty of teak oil, you can put it on with a paintbrush, or you can put it on like with a lint-free cloth. But it's important to move it onto the grass because you don't want to stain any sandstone kind of slabs or anything. Like
yes, because if you've power washed your patio and then you're going to be dripping teak oil all over it, that's not going to end well.
Yeah, no. It'll only create a conversation piece that you'll be ducking your head when people go, what's that?
But the other option to really spruce it up is to paint it.
So say if it's gone, you know, you can't hide kind of the imperfections with teak oil, you can go and paint it. Great product range from Cupanol garden shades. They come in real funky, kind of like the kind of blues, pinks, kind of greys. A lot of grey still very popular at the back. And the good thing about that is it's actually a true paint. So it's kind of like it's a full, vibrant colour once you paint it on. There's no going back once you do that. So just keep that in mind. But if
you can't strip it back.
No. Well, you could, but it's going to be very problematic. Hardship. Yeah.
Okay. So if you were going to do that job, then would you have to get the sander out in a bigger way?
Yeah, you certainly would. Yeah. And you could use a harsher chemical to make it easier, but people prefer not to do that nowadays. So like the sanding, you want to make sure you have your dust mask, and you want to make sure you have your goggles on, safety and stuff. But if you have an old plastic garden furniture, right?
Yeah.
Somebody bought maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and say it was green, and now it's kind of like a dusty kind of, you know, very dull.
Faded.
So you can get a blowtorch and just wave that over it.
What?
Yes. Okay. So you need to be
melt
very,
it.
Yeah. So you're just lightly melting it, and you're actually bringing the color back out from the plastic. It's absolutely a brilliant trick for something that's. It's functionally, it's perfect furniture, but it doesn't look great. And you'll probably find people when they've stacked their plastic garden furniture, you know, 4 out of the 6 seats actually are okay. But the top two end up on top are all very kind of charcoal-y looking.
So you'd have to be very strategic now with the blowtorch there.
Blowtorch, you know, it's just nice, quick, steady waves over it because you're not wanting to melt it. You just kind of just bring the colour back up. It's amazing to see the difference it can make.
Now, we're getting very advanced here, but you say we can make our own plunge pool. Andrea's going to be talking about a lack of public spaces. We're going to make our own little relaxation space now. How do we do it?
So this came about because when customers ring us from our website, some people ring us on the phone, they just want to check things. We always ask, what are you building, you know, what are you making? And there's a lot of people taking the old IBC 1,000 litre tanks. And these are the kind of, it's a big plastic tank caged in metal. Right. So they're giving it a second use.
What were they used for?
used for like transporting cooking oil or stuff like that.
Okay.
Or waters. Now, some of them can be used for chemicals. So it's very important if you buy one, say, on Dundale for, I've seen them there this morning for €40. You can buy a brand new one for €200, but €40 for a secondhand one. You want to thoroughly clean it out. And then all you need is an angle grinder, 5 hours of spare time, and like 2x1 woods to make your frame around it, and then same old decking. So if you're taking up an old deck and putting down a new one, or if you have a neighbour that's getting rid of an old decking, then you can actually pin that around it, and it looks really, really cool.
I was going to ask you, how does it look? I mean,
it looks really, really well. It? Yeah, surprisingly enough.
And
yeah.
What are you putting into it then? What, this is a plunge pool that we're making.
Yeah, so you'd put water into it, just fill it up fully with water, and you need a mug of Milton maybe in it, just keep it nice and fresh every couple of weeks. Put in a, maybe reduce, get rid of the water about 10%, add Milton, and then top it up by 10%.
Okay, and hop in there when it's 30 degrees.
Today, if I had one at my back, I'd have a gin and tonic in my hand and I'd be sitting in my plunge pool.
So that's going to take, you said, 5 hours.
You'd want to allow about 4 to 5 hours because it's a bit of angle grind, a bit of kind of heavier work involved, you know.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's bring it back now to the more simple stuff. We're back to the parasol because the poor old parasol isn't looking great either.
Yeah, so like it's Ireland at the end of the day. So when we use our parasol, 9 times out of 10, when it's been rushed back into the shed, it's going in wet, and we have it all folded up. So when you're taking it out, it's probably a bit mouldy and stuff like that. It's a fantastic product from HG Parasol Cleaner. It does what it says. You just spritz it on, get all that mold spots off it, and just give it a good thorough clean.
Okay, give it a good, and don't put it back in wet the next time.
Don't, no, if you can. It's hard not to, but.
When it comes, Alan, to barbecue cleaning, are you a fan of just burning off what was there before? Because I've heard on this programme that that is enough in many cases.
Yeah, a lot of people, it doesn't divide and conquer, this one really is. I burn off and I go again. Look, you burn it off for about 10 minutes on the highest heat, you're ready to go. I wouldn't be a fan of using like a bristle brush. You see them marketed for like barbecue cleaner. There is stories that fragments of metal are left then on the grate, and you can actually ingest that then. So it is important not to use one of them. Uh-huh. But
I suppose if you made sure to get rid of them, you know, if any bits did come off, to make sure that you got rid of them, because there are some people who believe that you should give it a good scrub at least once a year, you know, at the start of the season.
Yeah, or even just put it on your grass and power hose it. As well. Oh,
that's a good idea.
Yeah, just throw it on the grass, give it a power hose, both sides, and then I'd still put it on for the 10 minutes on the high heat.
Yeah, so do the patio with the power hose, do the furniture with the power hose, and then throw the barbecue down onto the grass and give that a spray. Absolutely. As well.
Yeah.
And you have everything sorted at that stage.
Yeah.
The garden fence then?
Garden fence, I'd use maybe a Cuprinol or a Redux Back. There's also Ronseal have a fence life. Now, they both come in like paint on and spray. I'm not a fan of the spraying because if it's a windy day, those particles can float maybe 5 or 10 metres away. You could be spraying your neighbour's car by mistake. You may not see it, but if you run your hand on a surface, you'll feel the little dimples of the paint on the overspray.
So use the paintbrush is what you're saying.
Use it, yeah.
Alan, thank you so much for all of those tips and enjoy the sunshine. Alan Grant from mydiy.ie.
Going Green on the Clare Byrne Show with Repack. Repack members, repackaging the future and valuing resources. Find out more on repack.ie.